Hello everyone, I'm George Milan. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. This is about the Palestine Action Hunger Strikers in the United Kingdom. Incidentally, for the sake of any officers of the law who might watch, I am not a member of Palestine Action. I never have been. I've never participated in a Palestine Action protest. I've never ever chanted one of their slogans or displayed or anything like that. Okay? Right. So coming back to PA, this group was proscribed, I think it was a year ago, for vandalizing a Royal Air Force plane. And then opining in favor of PA is an arrestable offense. So a number of people have been arrested on suspicion of committing crimes in connection with Palestine Action, and they are on remand. So some of them went on hunger strike, which is they're going to refuse to eat until the point of death unless their demands are granted. So they made a serious demand so that the proscribing of Palestine Action, the prescription of Palestine Action, must be repealed. Moreover, defense manufacturing company with connections to the State of Israel must be closed down, and so forth. So some of them have been refusing to eat for 45 days, according to themselves, but their prison officer said, no, they have nibbled a bit in that time. So hunger striking is not a new thing. In ancient Ireland, people used to do that to shame whomever they thought was their oppressor. Now, should PA be outlawed? I think that it shouldn't. Obviously, vandalizing a warplane is a serious crime. These things cost tens of millions of pounds, and anyone who did that should get a long sentence. But simply being a member of PA is not enough. How come, you know, all these things going on in Gaza, bombing every single school, mosque, hospital, clinic, killing, is it 70,000 civilians? That's not terrorism, but vandalizing a plane is. So these people are being detained at His Majesty's Prison, Bronzefield in Ashford, Surrey, and demonstrations are being held there. So Sir Keir Starmer is being asked about them. Now, if the hunger strike doesn't end, they could die in prison. Would that be a fillip to PA? Now, patently, the prison service has a duty of care to the prisoners to try and keep them alive, prevent them committing suicide, prevent them being attacked from each other, where the prison officers use force, the minimum force necessary, prevent them self-harming, prevent them starving themselves to death, and so forth. But is this suicide? It is. I know that in 1981, when terrorists in Northern Ireland decided to commit suicide, the Catholic Church in Ireland told the flagrant lie that it's not suicide, was the Catholic Church in England said that it was. So people can end their own lives by an action, or indeed an inaction. Omission is as much of an act as a commission, by not doing what they need to sustain life. Put it this way, if the prison service didn't feed them to the point they died, that would be killing them. If these people don't feed themselves to the point they die, that's also killing them. Now, I mean, I don't want these people to die. As I say, I don't think PA should be illegal, but it is illegal. There are lots of laws that people disagree with. Nevertheless, they have to obey them. That's the thing about laws. They're not optional. They're not individual. This is a law for her, but not for him. No, it's a law for everybody, or else it's a law for nobody. You want the law changed? Okay. You can essay to do so through peaceful protests, the democratic process, persuading politicians, standing for election, getting elected yourself, and then amending the law as you see fit because of the criminal damage committed by this. Okay, so anyway, it's come out that John Chink, if I got that right, and Umer Khalid, that they ended their hunger strike. How long does it take people to die if they don't consume any nutrition whatsoever? Now, I remember some of the terrorists in Her Majesty's Prison, the Maze, died after about 10 weeks. If you're a healthy young person lying down in a warm room, ideal conditions, you could live up to 10 weeks. If people are immunocompromised anyway, if they have to do too much exercise or they're too cold or whatever, they're older or significantly younger, they die after much less than that. Okay, so some people have gone without any food, supposedly for 45 days. So I remember there was the Prisoners Discharge of Ill Health Act passed before the First World War about the suffragettes, those who wanted women to have the right to cast votes. And there was an attempt to force feed them, but eventually, rather than that, they were let go. I don't know if it's lawful, but otherwise I'd say sedate these people, put them on drips, even put things into their mouths, things they can't choke on if it's just in your mouth, just like honey or something like that. So you are getting some nutrition into these people. So it would build up their health. But you can damage your health a lot, even if you start eating after, you know, 6 or 7 weeks. People can permanently damage their eyesight, could go blind and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, even they start eating normally, that doesn't regenerate, so I'm told. So it'd be bad news for all sorts of reasons that these people died. So your party, the extremist left-wing MP, Zara Sultana, she's demonstrated outside His Majesty's prison, Bronzefield, saying that Qasr Zura needs medical intervention right now. Well, he only needs it because it's all his own fault. If he ate the food given to him, he wouldn't need one. But of course they provide a medical care. And I've seen, you know, in these accident emergency units, people coming from prison, handcuffed wasn't one prison officer with another prison officer beside him and things like that. Okay, so goodness, that's it. So there were demonstrators who tried to break into the prison, who beat up some of the prison officers, and that really is disgraceful. So Zara Sultana's got to denounce this. She's a woman who's very legalistic, but it's okay if violent crime is committed by people of her ilk and so forth. So some people have been arrested on suspicion of crimes committed at the prison. Anyway, so what should be done? They could be released temporarily when they regain their health, rearrested and put back in. I'm not sure that they're terribly dangerous. Or there's my idea of sedating them against their will. What's the law on this? What the medical ethic is, I don't know. But in this way, it would frustrate their protests. Okay, so they would build up their health and their weight again. They could obviously go on hunger strike again, but we could do this incessantly. Because the trouble is, if we let people, maybe letting people out of prison is the wrong thing because they could abscond, we may never find them, even though they're not allowed to leave the country. Because otherwise, everybody in prison can go on hunger strike and get out. Should a murderer get out if he's on hunger strike? Should a rapist? Should a kidnapper? Should a major drug dealer get out? Should someone guilty of enslavement or whatever? So no, we can't be releasing everybody because they refuse to eat. And for how long do they ever refuse to eat before we do that? But you know, if some hunger strikes went ahead and people died and they weren't, you know, there was no release offered, then they quickly see this is profitless. You know, and the IRA terrorists, they eventually ended it after 10 of them died. Yeah, that's it. People have the right to do what they want, not to eat, for example, to do what they want their own bodies. So that's why people say, oh, no, it's unethical. We can't do that, which is why in 1981 in Ulster, that's why the terrorists were not fed against their will. Obviously, Irish government, my other government was completely hypocritical because, of course, in the Republic of Ireland, we'd had hunger strikes, even Second World War, just after Eamon de Valera, a former Sinn Féin leader, called himself a Republican. When he was Taoiseach, he allowed IRA terrorists to die in hunger strike in Southern Ireland, but somehow it was evil if it happened in Northern Ireland. People claiming they went on the thirst strike in the Irish Republic, but that's not true. They're having rather a lot of showers. One of the prison officers looks in and sees the guys drinking the water from the shower. So I don't want these people to die. I'm not sure what they should be in charge of the first place. I don't want PA to be illegal. I realize that it is illegal and the police don't choose the law. They have to enforce the law. Like it, don't like it. It's not up to them. They enforce the law. Admittedly, there is selectivity. There is police bias. They've got a heavy leftist bias, like almost everyone in the public sector. They're almost all graduates and so forth. They're all in 67. So you'd see there'd be definitely a far left slant there. Okay. But I mean, I'm minded to say these people wouldn't be charged, but they have been charged. They might be acquitted. We shall see. But we don't want them to die. We've got to find the best way to do that. Nor indeed do we want people getting out of jail. Otherwise, everybody will do this. And that will be unjust. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Please make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.